All of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning. This is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
And understand from the point where this was written, it was God that allowed Nebuchadnezzar to attack and conquer the kingdom of Judah. Destroy the temple and destroy the gates of the city. Burn them and leave them hanging on its hinges. Only God allowed it.
God allowed it.
And how many know if the enemy seemed to be winning? He's only doing what God allows.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
How many know the devil can only do what God allows? But what I love about God, that trouble don't last always. What I love about God,
sooner or later,
God is going to come and see about me.
Thank you.
And just like he took me in, I wish I had a witness here. How many know he's going to come and he's going to bring me out? It's only temporary.
Thank you.
Tell somebody it's temporary. God says it's temporary.
Yes.
Your pain, Lily, is just temporary.
Temporary.
Your tears is
temporary.
Temporary.
Temporary. Yes,
Lord. Weeping may endure for
a night.
Say it, Pastor.
Say it. Comes in the morning.
Thank you.
Night can only last so long. Can I get a witness yet? The darkness can only last so long. But sooner or later, the sun gonna shine again.
Thank you.
Sooner or later, joy is gonna show up. And God gonna show up. I wish I had a witness. Our God, he still rules.
Yes.
And he still reigns.
Yes.
Look at somebody and tell him he still reigns.
He still reigns.
God had told them that for 70 years you're gonna be down in Babylon.
70 years.
But after the 70 years is over, I want you to know I'm going to come and visit. And I'm going to fulfill my word that I've spoken about you. Oh, I wish I had a witness yet. And what I love about God, every now and then God lets the world know who's in control.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness here?
Yes.
I know you got all these little kings down here.
Yes, sir.
You got King Trump. Whatever that other one over there named, they got all of the missiles. You got King
Kim
Jong Un. Kim Jong Un. You got all these people making all of this noise. But God got a way of showing you He's still in control.
Thank you, God.
Men will use bombs and bullets. But God would use the wind, the rain, and the storm. Every now and then, God will send a Katrina. Every now and then, he'll send a Rita. Just to remind men that he's still in control. Can I get a witness yet? But I'm so glad that trouble don't last always.
Yes, Lord.
And just as God had promised to come and see about his people, I stopped by today to tell you that surely it came to pass. Because one day Cyrus rose to power. And through Cyrus, God set his people free. And God made a way for them to return home and rebuild their temple. And rebuild the city that had been destroyed. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, God will come and see about you.
Come and see about you.
And God, he will make everything all right. I wonder, can I get a witness here?
Yeah.
But not only does God rule and God reign supremely, but I stopped by today to tell you that God is greater than your circumstance.
Yeah.
I wonder, can I get a witness here? Look at somebody and say, neighbor, God is greater. He's greater than your enemy. He's greater than your problem. He's greater than the storm that's raging in your life.
Yes,
he's greater than the need that you have right now. I'll stop by just to tell you that God is truly greater. He was greater than Nebuchadnezzar. He was greater than Cyrus. He was greater than the Assyrians. I wonder, can I get a witness here? Tell somebody that God, he is greater. He's greater than the stones. Look at what your word says. It says the floods have lifted up. The floods have lifted their voice. I wonder, can I get a witness here? But it goes on and says, the Lord on high is mighty. Can I get a witness here? Then the noise of many, many waters. But God is greater than the storm that's raging in your life. If you would remember, one day Jesus and his disciples was on board a ship.
Yes, sir.
Crossing over to the other side.
Yeah.
can I get a witness yet? And the Bible says that a storm indeed arose. The wind blew and the rain it did fall. And the waves was dashing upon that ship until the men thought they would die. Somebody here, you may feel like this is the end of your road. You may feel like this is the end of it all, and you just can't take no more. I wish I had a witness yet, but don't stop there. Read the rest of the story, because somebody remembered Jesus down on board. I wish I had a witness yet. He was right there on the ship with him. He was right there in the midst of a storm with him. He was right there in the midst of a terror with him. I wish I had a witness here. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, a neighbor. The Lord is right there. It was Jesus that said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. You know your friends, they'll walk off and they will leave you. Man, he will disappoint you. I wish I had a witness, but I'm glad that God is not like man. Be there when your way grow dark. God will be there when you don't have money in your pocket. God will be there when your friends are all gone. I wish I had a witness. My God, they went down and they woke Jesus up. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, a neighbor, he's on the main line. Just call him up. Tell him what you want. Ain't God all right? Call him up in the morning. Call him up. Storm. He'll give you peace. He'll make